I grew up in a Christian home in southeast Wisconsin, a little town called Maquonago, good old Indian name, and close to Milwaukee. My parents moved there before I was born, and the Lord really used the church that they found in that area to really help them to grow in the Lord and really change their lives, change their perspective on raising children and what is the purpose of a Christian family. I was saved when I was 12 years old. I guess you would say maybe when I was younger, I just didn't really have, I wasn't very serious about spiritual things, and I was probably too, I had made a profession when I was younger, but I knew I did it because a friend of mine did it, and I wanted to know what it felt like to go forward and shake the pastor's hand and go to a counseling room. So I knew in my heart that I wasn't saved, but I was kind of too proud to admit that. When I was 12 years old, though, the Lord, before I got saved, the Lord was really dealing in my heart about how sinful I was, and had a lot of guilt, and I struggled with that. And on September 9th, 1993, the Lord used the death of a family friend. He was 38, and he died of a heart attack, to really kind of wake me up. And the Lord used that incident to bring me to a point where I would finally humble myself, and I got saved when I was 12. The Lord led me to Maranatha Baptist Bible College for school, and I graduated in 2006. And after that, I worked full-time at my church as a secretary, and I was very happy with that. I loved being secretary. I loved the office work. I taught a few classes in our Christian school, and I really enjoyed that. I loved working with the people and being in ministry. My parents had prayed that all eight of us children would go into full-time Christian ministry, and it's not like they necessarily pushed that in our home, but I think just their influence of, we were always at church. Every time the doors were open, we were there for every work day. I mean, we were there cleaning the church. We were soul winning, every kids program. You know, we were a part of that. And the Lord just used that and the consistency of my parents to work in my heart that I never really actually had a desire to do anything but be in ministry. It was so fun. And I loved being at church. And the Lord had really worked in my heart to the point where I was really content to just be the secretary at my church. And I wasn't really looking for a guy. And I kind of found out later maybe why I wasn't. Going back to the year 2000, there was a missionary family from my home church, the Kineses, who were in the country of Hungary. They went there as soon as the walls of communism came down. They were pioneer missionaries, fundamental Baptist missionaries there in that country. And Mrs. Kines had some pretty serious health problems, and they had three younger children. And he called our pastor and said, "Is there a young lady in the church who can come over and help us for a year?" Well, I was a perfect candidate, I guess. I had just graduated from high school, and I hadn't started college yet. So I was chosen. I mean, of course, I could say yes or no, but they recommended me to go over there. And at first, I didn't want to, but I didn't. I was scared to say no. So I went over there for 11 months, and the Lord just used that to really burden my heart kind of for missions and for the country of Hungary. I didn't know necessarily that that's really where God wanted me to go back. But while we were there, I met a national family who was from that church, and they had a daughter my age. And when I went back to America, we kept in contact through email, and sometimes I would give them a call and just keep in touch. And I just felt really burdened for this family who had four young children, all in public schools, and their oldest girl, close to my age, didn't have any Christian friends her age. And I came back to America and I thought, well, you know, I've got a lot of friends. And I knew how helpful it was to have good Christian friends for encouragement and just support. So through this family, I ended up going back to Hungary, because in 2006 the Lord called this family to go start their own church in the land of Hungary and to reach their own people. And in 2008 was when they officially started their church. And I felt burdened to help them. I wanted to help them. I didn't know how. There wasn't anybody to take my place as secretary, and I really depended on my parents and my pastor as my spiritual leaders to help direct me in my life. And, you know, they weren't quite sure that it was the right time, at least, for me to just go off and be on the mission field full-time and helping them. But I got to go over it every year since 2008, just for the summer, or actually for the month of August. And after I was there in 2008, I had gone back for the first time in like 5 years. I came back and I just had this overwhelming burden in my heart for the people in the country of Hungary, just the needs that were there. And I told the Lord that if this was His will, then He needed to show me, like from the Bible, that it was His will. And if it was not His will and it was just my own feelings, then I asked God to take that away and to give me the burdens that He had. Well, that very same day that I prayed that prayer and I talked to God about that, I opened my Bible just to read where I normally was in my devotions. And I was reading in Romans 15, where it talks about how Paul had a great desire for many years to come and to the Roman people, I guess. And towards the end of that chapter, he asked them to pray for me, that I will come unto you with joy by the will of God, and that I may with you be refreshed. And I just sensed that God was using that passage to convince me that this was His burden that He gave to me. So I was really excited. And I went to my parents, and I went to my pastor. I said, you know what, I think God has spoken to me. I think He's given me some verses from the Bible just to confirm that this burden is from Him. And they agreed with me, and they said, yeah, you know, I think God is working in your heart to go to Hungary. And my pastor said something unusual. He said, well, you know, if God's calling you to Hungary, then I think you should start praying for a husband who wants to go to Hungary. And I looked at him and I said, I just thought, what in the world? That is impossible. Like, nobody knows where Hungary is and nobody knows anything about it. Everyone goes to Africa, you know? and you know, at first I just was thinking about this. I didn't really start praying about it. But, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I was convinced that this is what God, that's how God wanted me to pray. And God used my pastor to help lead in my life to know that that was how I should pray. And and so I did. And I kept, every summer I would go back to Hungary, and the burden just got greater, not lesser. And I realized how impossible it would be for me to go out and find a man who wanted to go to Hungary. But I knew God had given me this burden. You know, I just claimed promises from the Bible that God can do something like this. And I knew that God had called me to this country. There was no question in my mind. And if the only way to get there was for God to provide me a husband who wanted to go to Hungary, then that's, you know, I knew God could do that. And for about 2 years, I prayed every day, and for a long time, sometimes, on some days, that God would just hear that God would hear the prayer of my heart and that he would fulfill the burden that he gave to me and that his will for my life would be accomplished for the sake of the lost souls and for the glory of God, really. And in 2011, God just totally opened the door for me to go to Hungary for 6 months. It was right in the middle of the school year. I taught classes at this two classes at the school, and I was full-time secretary for the school and for the church, and that it was a big responsibility, and it just was a miracle that God just totally worked it out that somebody would be able to take my place. And I went over there from January through the very beginning of July of 2011. And while I was there, of course, I went to visit the Ola family, the national family who started a church. But every time I went back to Hungary, I went to visit this American missionary family. And while I was there, I went in the month of May, kind of towards the middle or end of the month of May, and I got there, and there in their house was this man who was serving a 3-month internship for his master's degree that he had to do for seminary. And I didn't know who he was, because in America we only lived about 45 minutes apart, and he was going to the same school where my brothers were, so I'd go there sometimes, and it was associated with the church, Falls Baptist Church, and he played the organ there. So I knew was his name and that he played the organ. But and little did I know that the week before I came up, he had no idea who I was, or I didn't even know what I looked like or that I existed. And God had worked in his heart to call him to the country of Hungary, and he surrendered his life to do that just the week before I came. And so God, and of course he had been praying that God would send him a wife, and he's told me that he didn't really want to go to Hungary because he was like, I'm never going to find a wife over there, you know. And, which you would think that, you know, you probably wouldn't marry some Hungarian girl. So the Lord just very clearly, just in an obvious way, worked in my life and in his life to bring us together. And so we met in May of 2011, and August 17th, 2012, we got married. And a month after that, we were in Hungary for 5 months together. And it was just wonderful. God is so good, and what is impossible for us is nothing for him. And so I know sometimes in my life I'm sure I've missed out on many blessings because I wasn't willing to wait. And that's a really big key. I'm excited about going to Hungary because I know that God is putting us there. And if he's putting us there, then that means he has a plan for us. And that means there are things that he wants to accomplish through us, because he has a plan for us there. And I don't know all that will happen, and there'll be some good times and some bad times probably, but I'm just thrilled that God cared enough about my life, and I'm not really anybody, but God uses people to do his will. And so I guess that's my testimony.